Hi there, it's Kathleen here, and welcome to The Gathering, bringing God into everyday life. Let me encourage you to not just listen, but partner with God and practice what He speaks to you. You can access more information about me, my newspaper articles, upcoming events, contact me, or purchase my book, Thriving Through Seasons of Grief, on my website at www.kathleenmaxwellranby.com. This podcast is now in 28 countries, and people have donated so that you can listen free. Will you consider paying it forward for someone else by giving a one-time or monthly gift? Simply click the button that says Become a Patron or Patronage at the top of the podcast. And don't forget to click the like or follow, and you'll be the first to know when new episodes are released. Enjoy the podcast. Well, greetings, everyone, and it's so good to be with you again today. Thanks for joining The Gathering, Bringing God into Everyday Life. This is Kathleen, and I want to talk to you. This is going to be a short podcast, but I want to talk to you about something that is so important in our life. And today's podcast is called Why We Should Always Choose Forgiveness Instead of Offense. Now, that's a powerful little statement, but I'm telling you, it can make such a huge difference in your life. I was recently around someone, and this young man began to just talk about the anger and the bitterness he had towards his father, and how if he saw him, he would just punch him in the face, and I was really kind of taken back by that comment and what he said. And what grieved my heart so much was how unforgiveness had this young man bound up and is a real scheme of the enemy. And I want to encourage you, first and foremost, to be quick in choosing to forgive. And let's just talk about when something happens that offends us and what we do with it, because forgiveness is something you do for yourself. I'm going to repeat that, and you might want to write it down. Forgiveness is something you do for yourself, not the offender. And so many people get that out of whack. They think that if they forgive, they're letting somebody off the hook, and that's not it. Forgiveness is something you do for yourself. And in my 36 years of ministry and social work, it's become extremely evident that forgiveness is a big key to freedom, not only in my life, but in the life of the people I've worked with. And, you know, I would say by and large, I've had a good life. However, there have been challenges. And personally, I've been rejected, betrayed, been through verbal abuse, misunderstandings, falsely accused, abandoned by people, you know, when I've needed them the most, and the list could go on. I'm sure your story, you know, is somewhere up there too, and you have other things that have been tough for you to forgive. And it can be sometimes a challenge to forgive, but we need the tool of forgiveness for a healthy work environment, family unity. We need it for churches. We need it. Forgiving is a critical component in a healthy marriage. It's hard for marriages to survive if there's not forgiveness flowing. And forgiveness keeps us in relationship with those around us. We all deal with difficult people. You might have them at work. You might have them at home. You might have them in your family. You might have them in your church. You might have them in your friend circle. But we all have difficult people. People are just sometimes unkind, insensitive. They don't tell the truth and are selfish. And sometimes they just don't think, you know, or take advantage of us or abandon us in our time of need. And misunderstanding, you know, can come in times like that. And things can be misconstrued. You know, sometimes bosses abuse their power and devalue people when they don't measure up. But what we do when these things happen, folks, is critical for our well-being. Forgiveness is something we do for ourselves more than the one that has offended us. Because when we forgive, we set ourselves free from anger and bitterness. And God will forgive our sins. You know, God forgives our sins, and our rewards are great. You know, his word says that he removes our sins as far as the east is from the west. That's a long way. And forgiveness of our sins is a great trade instead of being angry, and bitter. It just is. I mean, what a win-win. Luke 6, 35 through 38 says, love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them, not expecting anything in return. Then your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High. He is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. And do not judge, or you will be judged. Do not condemn, or you will be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. So, you know, number one reason why we need to forgive, why we need to forgive when someone offends us, whether it's in their words or their actions, is because we need forgiveness ourselves. So, and if Jesus forgives us, we need to be willing to extend that. There's a whole story about that in the Bible. I was in a recent situation when I was tempted to get my feelings hurt and be offended. And suddenly I remembered the words that a friend said to me. She said, Kathleen, you can be unoffendable if you choose. And when she said that, you know, because I was venting to her about something that happened. And she's just a lady that speaks, you know, speaks truth, and yet I know she loves me dearly. But those words stuck with me. Kathleen, you can be unoffendable if you choose. So the choice came back to me. What was I going to do because this offense happened? You know, and I chose in that moment to not be offended and forgive because I don't have time to carry around that baggage and have my day weighed down. I'm called to bring the love of Jesus to everyone around me. I'm called to carry the presence of God. You're called to carry the love of Jesus and the presence of God everywhere you go. And it, you can't do both. You can't be carrying around all this unforgiveness and bitterness and carry around the presence of God. That just doesn't work that way. You know, and so for me, what that looked like, because sometimes we just don't feel like forgiving, and I get that. But what that looked like was, you know, me saying, Lord, I give you this situation, and I give you the hurt, and I choose to forgive. And that was my simple prayer, you know, and Lord, heal my heart, change my heart. And that's the beauty, is God is right there to help us no matter what is going on in our life, and He wants to help us to walk in that right way. And you know, for me, peace just came over me. And I knew I didn't need to fix the problem, but just give it to God. And peace is another benefit of forgiveness. And so look around, and if there's somebody that's made you mad, if there's somebody that's offended you, if there's somebody that's hurt you, I just want to encourage you to say, Lord, I choose as an act of my will to forgive. Now change my heart and heal it. Because until we forgive, that hurt remains unhealed. So they're two different things. Forgiveness starts the process to heal our heart. And, you know, there's been many times in life I've chosen to forgive, even when I didn't feel like it. And I've learned the power of forgiveness to set me free, to keep short accounts, because life is short. And I know for me that there's a lot to do, and it's hard to do that when we're carrying around a bunch of baggage. And it's okay to be honest with the Lord. Lord, I don't feel like forgiving, but I choose as an act of my will because your word said so. I choose to forgive. Now change my heart. And that prayer always puts me in a better frame of mind. And it puts things back on the Lord. When I'm obedient, then there's a blessing that comes from that. And that's not being fake. That's being honest. Lord, I don't feel like doing this. Lord, this hurt, but I give it to you. I relinquish that because I don't want to carry around this baggage. And, you know, when we do not forgive, it puts us in prison. But when we do forgive, forgiveness unlocks that door and lets us out of prison. You hold the key. I hold the key to begin that process. And Jesus is right there beside us with his arm around us saying, let me help you. Let me help you. So bring the hurt, bring the offense to him. Admit it, call it what it is. Even tell him how it hurts you. but hand it over to him. We're living in days where many people walk around offended. My goodness, right now, and there's so much of that in society. There's so much hurt, there's so much pain, and so many people walk around offended, and it keeps them held captive. And you and I don't have to be a part of that group. We don't have to be. You can choose to be, or you can choose not to be offended. And so I just want to ask you if you'll join me in setting a standard, you know, to be quick to forgive and not be offended, because it'll certainly make your community a better place. And I see that. I'm doing a lot of work right now in the Uvalde, Texas area where there was that mass shooting last May, and there's so much contention in this little community. It makes me sad because there's so many people that are held captive by bitterness and unforgiveness, and everybody's fighting against everybody, and none of that brings healing that the Lord wants to bring to this little community. So I just want to pray for you that you be a person that's quick to forgive, hand things over to God, and just trust Him in all those things. Let's pray. So Jesus, I just come to you today, and I just lift up, Lord, those that are struggling to forgive, those that have been offended, those that have been outcast, those that have been hurt. God, I just speak hope and healing to their hearts. And Father, I just pray for us to be a people that are quick to forgive and not be offended. Lord, there's so much work you have for us to do, and you want us to carry your presence wherever we go. And Lord, if we're carrying around a bunch of bitterness and unforgiveness, your presence isn't going to be seen to the world around us that needs you. So Lord, I just ask that you equip the body of Christ all over the world, that you raise up people that choose to be unoffendable. And Lord, help us to carry your presence, your love, your grace, your peace, your healing to everyone we come in contact with. And Jesus, I just ask that you bless each listener in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks for listening, and I hope to catch you next week.